Okay, so we continue in Shargaiva and Archa Tzaddikim. We're on page, what page are we on? We're on page 74. Learning today Shvi'as Chusi, L'nishma Sadir Chaver, Chaim Elazar ben Shemshinari, and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. And Shvi'as Chus for four Shlema, for Chaim Dan ben Menorach, Chana Le'a Pashen Yerach, and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a Chus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he is continuing here about the tactics of the Yetzirah, when it comes to Gaiva, that the Yetzirah tries to get a tzaddik, a chassid, someone who does good deeds, to show off his actions to try to influence others. And that's what he says. After that, Yetzirah Chasiduscha. Yetzirah is going to tempt you to reveal your actions. Taivim, in front of others. Or maybe Raya brings you a Raya. You know why? Because you'll be a good influence on them. They'll follow your example. That also comes from Gaiva. Even though we find many tzaddikim who were praised, the Gemara Megillah brings a list of tzaddikim that were praised. The Gemara says that they were asked, "Why did you live a long life?" And they said something special that they did. So it sounds like it is appropriate for you to publicize your actions. He says, "They only did that in front of their talmidim and their friends." People who were ready to be influenced. In those cases, you had talmidim that were asking their rebbe. They wanted to learn a lesson from their rebbe, so they requested the information. They almost like pulled it out of them. But to go around and on your own offer up your own ma'isim to publicize it on your own without being asked, without there being a tayales, is not appropriate. In the other case, though, where you're influencing others, avadai zeh mitzvah, certainly that case would be a mitzvah. K'dei l'chabev aleihem ma'isim tovim, in order to make ma'isim tovim dear in their eyes. V'afilu b'fnei elu, even in front of these, lo yehaneh b'libay. You shouldn't get hana, even when you are allowed to publicize it. Don't get any hana in your heart. Ba'amra, izani yadea. When you say, "I know this," or "Izani oiso," or "This is how I act," avol lifnei ha'olam, in front of the rest of the world, memes aser legalis lahem. Right? So in front of your talmidim, when there's a tayales, in front of your chaverim, when there's a tayales, you can reveal it. But in front of regular hamoinam, it's aser to reveal it. Gamim telech ba'nova. Even if you're going to conduct yourself with humility, you're going to daven along Shmona Esrei, you're going to learn with kviyos, the Yetzirah is still going to entice you to feel gaiva. The Yoimelech is going to say to you, "Ah, ata arayim adam." Now those who see you, v'chabducha, they'll consider you important. They'll show you honor, avur derechecha, because of your good ways. V'yesh revach gadol bazeh, and there's benefit from this. Since you're chashav in their eyes, they'll accept your musa. So that's the new tactic of the Yetzirah, or the next tactic of the Yetzirah, when you are acting with anivus and you're not trying to show off. He says, "No, you should publicize it, so that way they honor you, and if they honor you, they'll respect you when you call them out." Kol ze hevel, he says, "This is all vanity, foolishness." Ki ba'asoyz chamaisa toiv. When you do something good, they do it only for Hashem. Guess what? If you have that in mind, then your reprimand and your musar will be accepted by others, even if you don't think so. Because accepting of musar is not something that's totally in your own thoughts. It's not when you think someone will accept it. It's what Hashem puts in their hearts. If Hashem puts in their hearts the ability and the willingness to accept it. And if you freed yourself from all this, then Yetzirah is going to try one more tactic. And he's going to say to you, "It's not a since your avoida cannot be complete, until you completely remove gaiva." That you should conceal what you're doing and actually show the opposite. So to spell a katzah, you should have in a short shmoneh esrei. That no one should see you except Hashem. So now, in other words, the Yetzirah is trying to get you to extremes. And that's really, I think, the theme that you see. He's trying to get you to one extreme to show off your actions and publicize it, even if you don't want to. Now he's getting you the other way. He's saying, "Oh, you think you beat me because you realize that gaiva is wrong and that publicizing your ma'isim is wrong? Well, let's go to the other extreme. You should go so far that people shouldn't even know what a tzaddik you are. You should daven a short Shmoneh Esrei. You shouldn't do mitzvahs, right? You should avoid that whole lifestyle because maybe people are gonna praise you and then you're gonna come to Gaiva. So he says, no one should know what you're doing except Hashem. And when people look at you, they shouldn't see anything good. They should see laziness. So that you shouldn't get a name and you'll lose your schar. Don't tell other people to do good. Don't tell other people not to do anything wrong. Don't make known your chachma. Don't teach anyone else. Don't have any sign that you are a proud Jew, that you are a faithful Jew. Going tefillin, mezuzah, tzitzis, ella, rather, you should follow in the ways of others. Right? So now this is the other extreme. Don't show off. Maybe people will honor you. Maybe people will praise you. Avoid that at all costs. Go to the other extreme and don't show anyone anything that looks positive. All of this is from the advice or the tactic of the Yetzer Hara, to try to trap someone in his rishus. Someone who does this l'shem mitzvah, his loss is 1,000 times greater than his gain. It's like running away from a small fire to a big fire. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up what is the proper way. How should a person act? We're saying now that extremes are no good. So how should a person act? What type of Shmoneh Esrei should you daven? What type of Ma'aseh and Taiva should you do? If it's going to be publicized, maybe that will cause other people to praise you. So we'll see next time, Yetzer Hashem, what the proper derech is.